Today on Commuter Bible, we continue to read through the genealogies of God's people. It's 1 Chronicles chapters 5 through 8 and Ecclesiastes chapter 9. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. We are reading through the genealogies handed down that trace God's people from Adam and Eve up through the exile to Babylon. Remember that each name represents a lifetime and a family, real people with real lives who either trusted in the Lord or who were stiff-necked and rebelled against the Lord. Reading these genealogies juxtaposed against chapters from Ecclesiastes reminds me that one day you and I will just be names on a list to those who come after us. But what the Lord accomplishes in us and through us will not be forgotten by the one who formed us, redeemed us, and called us his own. 1 Chronicles, chapters 5 through 8. These were the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. He was the firstborn, but his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel, because Reuben defiled his father's bed. He is not listed in the genealogy according to birthright. Although Judah became strong among his brothers and a ruler came from him, the birthright was given to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn: Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. Joel's sons: his son Shemaiah, his son Gog, his son Shimei, his son Micah, his son Reiah, his son Baal, and his son Bera. Bera was a leader of the Reubenites, and King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria took him into exile. His relatives, by their families, as they are recorded in their family records: Jeel the chief, Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel. They settled in Aroer, as far as Nebo and Baal-Maon. They also settled in the east, as far as the edge of the desert that extends to the Euphrates River, because their herds had increased in the land of Gilead. During Saul's reign, they waged war against the Hagrites, who were defeated by their power. And they lived in their tents throughout the region east of Gilead. The sons of Gad lived next to them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salaca. Joel the chief, Shapham the second in command, Janai, and Shaphat in Bashan. Their relatives, according to their ancestral houses: Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Zia, and Eber. 7. These were the sons of Abihail, son of Huri, son of Jeroah, son of Gilead, son of Michael, son of Jeshishai, son of Jado, son of Buz. Ahi, son of Abdiel, son of Guni, was head of their ancestral family. They lived in Gilead, in Bashan and its surrounding villages, and throughout the pasture lands of Sharon. All of them were registered in their genealogies during the reigns of Judah's king Jotham and Israel's king Jeroboam. The descendants of Reuben and Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, had 44,760 warriors who could serve in the army, men who carried shield and sword, drew the bow, and were trained for war. They waged war against the Hagrites, Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab. They received help against these enemies because they cried out to God in battle, and the Hagrites and all their allies were handed over to them. He was receptive to their prayer because they trusted in him. They captured the Hagrites' livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 donkeys, as well as 100,000 people. Many of the Hagrites were killed because it was God's battle, and they lived there in the Hagrites' place until the exile. The descendants of half the tribe of Manasseh settled in the land from Bashan to Baal Hermon, that is, Senir, or Mount Hermon. They were numerous. These were the heads of their ancestral families: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jodiel. They were valiant warriors, famous men, and heads of their ancestral houses. But they were unfaithful to the God of their ancestors. They prostituted themselves with the gods of the nations God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel roused the spirit of King Pul, that is, Tiglath-Pileser, of Assyria. And he took the Reubenites, Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh into exile. He took them to Halah, Habor, Hara, and Gozan's river, where they are until today. Levi's sons: Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. Kohath's sons: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. Amram's children: Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. Aaron's sons: Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar fathered Phinehas. Phinehas fathered Abishua. Abishua fathered Buki. Buki fathered Uzi. Uzi fathered Zerahiah. Zerahiah fathered Meraioth. Meraioth fathered Amariah. Amariah fathered Ahitub. Ahitub fathered Zadok. Zadok fathered Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Johanan. Johanan fathered Azariah, who served as priest in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah fathered Amariah. Amariah fathered Ahitub. Ahitub fathered Zadok. Zadok fathered Shalom. Shalom fathered Hilkiah. Hilkiah fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Sariah. And Sariah fathered Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into exile when the Lord sent Judah and Jerusalem into exile at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. Levi's sons: Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of Gershom's sons: Libni and Shimei. Kohath's sons: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. Merari's sons: Mahli and Mushi. These are the Levites' families according to their fathers: of Gershom, his son Libni, his son Jahath, his son Zimma, his son Joah, his son Iddo, his son Zerah, and his son Jeatherai. Kohath's sons: his son Aminadab, his son Korah, his son Asir, his son Elkanah, his son Ebiasaph, his son Asir, his son Tahath, his son Uriel, his son Uziah, and his son Shaul. Elkanah's sons: Amasai and Ahimoth, his son Elkanah, his son Zophai, his son Nahath, his son Eliab, his son Jeroham, and his son Elkanah. Samuel's sons: his firstborn Joel, and his second son Abijah. Merari's sons: Mahli, his son Libni, his son Shimei, his son Uzzah, his son Shemaiah, his son Haggai, and his son Asaiah.
Thank you.
These are the men David put in charge of the music in the Lord's temple after the ark came to rest there. They ministered with song in front of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, until Solomon built the Lord's temple in Jerusalem, and they performed their task according to the regulations given to them. These are the men who served with their sons. From the Kohathites, Heman the singer, son of Joel, son of Samuel, son of Elkanah, son of Jeroham, son of Eliel, son of Toa, son of Zuf, son of Elkanah, son of Mahath, son of Amasai, son of Elkanah, son of Joel, son of Azariah, son of Zephaniah, son of Tahath, son of Asir, son of Ebiasaph, son of Korah, son of Izhar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, son of Israel. Heman's relative was Asaph, who stood at his right hand. Asaph, son of Berechiah, son of Shemaiah, son of Michael, son of Baseah, son of Malchijah, son of Ethni, son of Zerah, son of Adiah, son of Ethan, son of Zimmah, son of Shimei, son of Jahath, son of Gershom, son of Levi. On the left, their relatives were Merari's sons. Ethan, son of Kishi, son of Abdi, son of Malak, son of Hashabiah, son of Amaziah, son of Hilkiah, son of Amzi, son of Bani, son of Shemer, son of Mali, son of Mushi, son of Merari, son of Levi. Their relatives, the Levites, were assigned to all the service of the tabernacle, God's temple. But Aaron and his sons did all the work of the most holy place. They presented the offerings on the altar of burnt offerings and on the altar of incense to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These are Aaron's sons. His son Eleazar, his son Phinehas, his son Abishua, his son Buki, his son Uzi, his son Zerahiah, his son Merayath, his son Amariah, his son Ahitub, his son Zadok, and his son Ahimaaz. These were the places assigned to Aaron's descendants from the Kohathite family for their settlements in their territory, because the first lot was for them. They were given Hebron in the land of Judah and its surrounding pasture lands. But the fields and settlements around the city were given to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. Aaron's descendants were given Hebron, a city of refuge, Libna and its pasture lands, Jatir, Eshtemoa, and its pasture lands, Hilan and its pasture lands, Debir and its pasture lands, Ashan and its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh and its pasture lands. From the tribe of Benjamin, they were given Geba and its pasture lands, Alemeth and its pasture lands, and Anathoth and its pasture lands. They had 13 towns in all among their families. To the rest of the Kohathites, 10 towns from half the tribe of Manasseh were assigned by lot. Gershomites were assigned 13 towns from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and Manasseh in Bashan, according to their families. The Merarites were assigned by lot 12 towns from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun, according to their families. The Merarites were assigned by lot 12 towns from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun, according to their families. So the Israelites gave these towns and their pasture lands to the Levites. They assigned by lot the towns named above, from the tribes of the descendants of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. Some of the families of the Kohathites were given towns from the tribe of Ephraim for their territory. Shechem, a city of refuge, with its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim. Gezer and its pasture lands. Jokmeam and its pasture lands. Beth Horon and its pasture lands. Ajalon and its pasture lands. And Gath Rimmon and its pasture lands. From half the tribe of Manasseh, Aner and its pasturelands, and Bileam and its pasturelands, were given to the rest of the families of the Kohathites. The Gershomites received Golan and Bashan and its pasturelands, and Ashtaroth and its pasturelands, from the families of half the tribe of Manasseh. From the tribe of Issachar, they received Kadesh and its pasturelands, Debereth and its pasturelands, Ramoth and its pasturelands, and Anim and its pasturelands. From the tribe of Asher, they received Mashal and its pasturelands, Abdon and its pasturelands, Hukuk and its pasturelands, and Rahob and its pasturelands. From the tribe of Naphtali, they received Kadesh in Galilee and its pasturelands, Hammon and its pasturelands, and Kiriathaim and its pasturelands. The rest of the Merarites received. From the tribe of Zebulun, they received Ramono and its pasturelands, and Tabor and its pasturelands. From the tribe of Reuben across the Jordan at Jericho, to the east of the Jordan, they received Bezer in the desert and its pasturelands, Jaza and its pasturelands, Kedemoth and its pasturelands, and Mephath and its pasturelands. From the tribe of Gad, they received Ramoth in Gilead and its pasturelands, Mahanaim and its pasturelands, Heshbon and its pasturelands, and Jazer and its pasturelands. Issachar's sons: Tola, Puah, Jashub, and Shimron. 4. Tola's sons: Uzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, the heads of their ancestral families. During David's reign, 22,600 descendants of Tola were recorded as valiant warriors in their family records. Uzi's son: Izrahiah. Izrahiah's sons: Michael, Obadiah, Joel, Ishia. All five of them were chiefs. Along with them, they had 36,000 troops for battle according to the family records of their ancestral families, for they had many wives and children. Their tribesmen, who were valiant warriors belonging to all the families of Issachar, totaled 87,000 in their genealogies. 3 of Benjamin's sons: Bela, Becher, and Jediael. Bela's sons: Esbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Eri. 5. They were valiant warriors and heads of their ancestral families. 22,034 were listed in their genealogies. Becher's sons: Zemira, Joash, Eleazar, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alemeth. All these were Becher's sons. Their family records were recorded according to the heads of their ancestral families, 20,200 valiant warriors. Jediael's son: Bilhan. Bilhan's sons: Jush, Benjamin, Ehud, Chenena, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these sons of Jediael, listed by family heads, were valiant warriors. There were 17,200 who could serve in the army. Shupim and Hupim were sons of Ir, and the Hushim were the sons of Aher. Naphtali's sons: Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalom, Bilhah's sons. Manasseh's sons, through his Aramean concubine, Azriel, and Machir, the father of Gilead. Machir took wives from Hupim and Shupim. The name of his sister was Makah. Another descendant was named Zelophehad, but he had only daughters. Machir's wife Makah gave birth to a son, and she named him Peresh. His brother was named Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rechem. Ulam's son, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, sons of Machir, son of Manasseh. His sister, Hamalaketh, gave birth to Ishhod, Abiezer, and Mahlah. Shemida's sons, Ahian, Shechem, Likhi, and Aniam. Ephraim's sons, Shuthelah, and his son Bered, his son Tahath, his son Eliada, his son Tahath, his son Zabad, his son Shuthelah, also Ezer and Eliad. The men of Gath, born in the land, killed them because they went down to raid their cattle. Their father Ephraim mourned a long time, and his relatives came to comfort him. He slept with his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to a son. So he named him Beriah, because there had been misfortune in his home. His daughter was Shirah, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon and Uzen Shirah. His son Repha, his son Resheph, his son Tela, his son Tahan, his son Laden, his son Amahud, his son Elishama, his son Nun, and his son Joshua. Their holdings and settlements were Bethel and its surrounding villages, Naran to the east, Gezer and its villages to the west, and Shechem and its villages as far as Aya and its villages, and along the borders of the descendants of Manasseh, Beth Shean, Tanakh, Megiddo, and Dor, with their surrounding villages. The sons of Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns. Asher's sons, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah, with their sister Sarah. Beriah's sons, Heber and Malkiel, who fathered Birzeith. Heber fathered Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham, with their sister Shua. Japhlet's sons, Pesach, Bimhal, and Ashveth. These were Japhlet's sons. Shemer's sons, Ahi, Roga, Huba, and Aram. His brother Helam's sons, Zophah, Imnah, Shelish, and Amal. Zophah's sons, Shua, Harnepher, Shuel, Beri, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shamma, Shilsha, Ithran, and Bera. Jether's sons, Jephunneh, Pispa, and Ara. Ula's sons, Ara, Haniel, and Riziah. All these were Asher's descendants. They were the heads of their ancestral families, chosen men, valiant warriors, and chiefs among the leaders. The number of men listed in their genealogies for military service was 26,000. Benjamin fathered Bela, his firstborn. Ashbel was born second, Ahara third, Noah fourth, and Rapha fifth. Bela's sons, Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shafufan, and Hurim. These were Ehud's sons, who were the heads of the families living in Geba and who were deported to Manahath: Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera. Gera deported them and was the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. Shaharaim had sons in the territory of Moab after he had divorced his wives, Husham and Bera. His sons by his wife, Hodesh. Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcolm, Jews, Sakia, and Mirma. These were his sons' family heads. He also had sons by Husham, Abitub, and Elpael. Elpael's sons, Eber, Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod, and its surrounding villages. Beriah and Shema, who were the family heads of Aijalon's residents, and who drove out the residents of Gath, Ahio, Shashak, and Jeremoth. Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were Beriah's sons. Zebediah, Meshullam, Hizki, Heber, Ishmerai, Islia, and Jobab were Elpael's sons. Jachim, Zikri, Zabdi, Elienai, Zilithai, Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimrith were Shimei's sons. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthathijah, Iphtia, and Penuel were Shashak's sons. Shamsherai, Shahariah, Athaliah, Jerishiah, Elijah, and Zikri were Jeroham's sons. These were family heads, chiefs according to their family records. They lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel fathered Gibeon and lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maacah. Abdon was his firstborn son, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechar, and Mikloth, who fathered Shemaiah. They also lived opposite their relatives in Jerusalem with their other relatives. Ner fathered Kish. Kish fathered Saul. And Saul fathered Jonathan, Melchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan's son was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal fathered Micah. Micah's sons, Pithon, Melech, Tereah, and Ahaz. Ahaz fathered Jehoiada. Jehoiada fathered Elameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri fathered Moza. Moza fathered Biniah. His son was Rapha. His son, Elasa. And his son, Azel. Azel had six sons, and these were their names. Azricam, Bakaru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were Azel's sons. His brother Eshek's sons. Ulam was his firstborn, Jush his second, and Eliphelet third. Ulam's sons were valiant warriors and archers. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 of them. All these were among Benjamin's sons. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Indeed, I took all this to heart and explained it all. The righteous, the wise, and their works are in God's hands. People don't know whether to expect love or hate. Everything lies ahead of them. Everything is the same for everyone. There is one fate for the righteous and the wicked, for the good and the bad, for the clean and the unclean, for the one who sacrifices and the one who does not sacrifice. As it is for the good, so also it is for the sinner. As it is for the one who takes an oath, so also for the one who fears an oath. This is an evil in all that is done under the sun. There is one fate for everyone. In addition, the hearts of people are full of evil, and madness is in their hearts while they live. After that, they go to the dead. But there is hope, for whoever is joined with all the living, since a live dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead don't know anything. There is no longer a reward for them because the memory of them is forgotten. Their love, their hate, and their envy have already disappeared, and there is no longer a portion for them in all that is done under the sun. Go, eat your bread with pleasure and drink your wine with a cheerful heart, for God has already accepted your works. Let your clothes be white all the time, and never let oil be lacking on your head. Enjoy life with the wife you love all the days of your fleeting life, which has been given to you under the sun, all your fleeting days. For that is your portion in life and in your struggle under the sun. Whatever your hands find to do, do with all your strength, because there is no work, planning, knowledge, or wisdom in Sheol where you are going. Again, I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, or bread to the wise, or riches to the discerning, or favor to the skillful. Rather, time and chance happen to all of them. For certainly no one knows his time, like fish caught in a cruel net, or like birds caught in a trap. So people are trapped in an evil time as it suddenly falls on them. I have observed that this also is wisdom under the sun, and it is significant to me. There was a small city with few men in it. A great king came against it, surrounded it, and built large siege works against it. Now, a poor wise man was found in the city, and he delivered the city by his wisdom. Yet no one remembered that poor man. And I said, "Wisdom is better than strength." But the wisdom of the poor man is despised, and his words are not heeded. The calm words of the wise are heeded more than the shouts of a ruler over fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner can destroy much good. Commuter Bible is funded by fans, which means that listeners like you help to make this podcast thrive. At the time of this recording, we have 19 patrons, helping us to get Commuter Bible to around 1,000 people each week. If you'd like to join our team of supporters for as little as $3 a month, go to patreon.com/commuterbible and check out some of the giving tiers and the perks that come along with joining our team of supporters. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thanks for listening. Thank you for supporting us. And remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.